we already have everything filled out. Can we register right now?
You might want to get them.
Christine Beckstead helps check people in at this meeting of Airbnb hosts Monday night at Blue Star Brewing Company. She says they have 60 RSVPs, but expect at least 80. And even that seems conservative, as the room is already standing room only. The city passed rules around the popular travel accommodation in November, but while some estimate more than 2,000 properties are being used this way, only 335 properties have applied for the new permit as of last Friday. Development Services Assistant Director Melissa Ramirez says they're seeing the number ramp up as they approach the February 11th deadline, and the city launches a new website to streamline the process on Friday.
And that's why we're doing these events, because we want to get that word out. We've been working with the platforms quite a bit and sending information out to them, frequently asked questions. That's what we want. We want everybody to come into compliance, have a safe short-term rental for all of our citizens and our visitors coming to San Antonio.
While the new law does provide for penalties, city officials have said time and again they'll be proactive without being punitive going forward, working with the company host compliance to figure out who's not signed up and reach out to them again. Currently, there are 750 SDRs actively paying the city's 9% hotel occupancy tax. Leonard Cardenas is one of those 750 people paying the tax but not yet registered. He says they haven't felt confident filling out the forms and hopes they come away from tonight knowing what to do.
Yeah, we've been paying our hot taxes. We're just trying to find out more information on what exactly we need, what are the rules and regulations that we need to get it right and get it legal.
Colin Ronan works for Airbnb and says that users are required to abide by all local rules, but the site doesn't require they document it. So when they sign up, they check a box that says they're good to go, when maybe they aren't.
Sometimes hosts will check that box thinking it's like a term of service and not realizing that they needed to do a little research on how to get registered.
The meeting was organized by Airbnb, which has lauded San Antonio's law compared to more stringent ones across the country. Another meeting is scheduled for Tuesday night at Kunstler Brewing. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.